song about getting older and dating. When you're young and you meet somebody, it's easy, you know. You have a lot of stuff in common. And get older, different stuff happens. Maybe there's a, I don't know, an ex-husband or a dog they're crazy about or stuff, you know. Different variables enter the equation. Sorry, I'm thinking about all the variables that could conceivably enter the equation. One of them it would be hair loss. I don't know what would make me think of that tonight. I think a lot of it has to do with sometimes when I'm up here, particularly where when I wear this snazzy coat, I sweat a little bit, and then my toupee tape doesn't hold. Thank you for getting that. I appreciate that. And I asked him to do that. All right. Is this joke funny? Let me ask you a question. A three-legged dog with a bandana, cowboy hat, walks into an old western town. He kicks open the door of the bar, and he says, "I'm looking for the man who shot my paw." Fuck you guys, man. Is it gonna be like this tonight? Is it gonna be like this? Teeth pulling and, oh, come on, please, laugh for me. Laugh, let me be your jester. If you bring your kid with, well, wait, let me try this one. Wait, I won't do this again. I won't interrupt. But a skeleton goes into a bar and says, "Give me a drink and a mop." Oh, man. You know, the trouble with this place is if it isn't anal sex jokes, you don't fucking want to know. That is the problem. I try to do it clean. I try not to do a blue show. My wife says, "Why with the anal sex jokes?" I said, "That's what they want." Little kid comes home from school. His mom says, "How was school today?" He says, "It's a great day, Ma. I got laid." His mother says, "You get in your room right now. You wait till your father gets home," because he's only 13, 14 years old. His father comes home, says, "What's the problem?" Mother says, "Well, your son came home today, 14 years old, said he got laid." The father was like, "Really?" He said, let me talk to him. I'll go upstairs. He says, "No kidding. Congratulations, son. We're going to take you out to dinner. We'll go to the movies. I'll buy you a new bike." He goes, "I got to hold off on the bike. My ass still hurts." See? See how you are? Christians are leaving. Goodbye. Forgive me. Forgive me. We all have our jobs. My job is to fuck with you. Your job is to forgive me. Here we go. Here we go. If you bring your kid with you on a date anymore to the movies or the mall or the grocery store, I'm gonna shoot him through the head. Oh, I hate your kid. He's 14 years old, he is pissy and bold. He doesn't do nothing that he is told. He's got way too much pot. If you don't think he's dealing, then you have got a lot to learn. I wanna burn your kid. He's got a gun and he's got a beeper, and you caught him with both, and he said, "Oh, geez, here, Ma, I'm just holding it for some other guy. Not in a million years did I think that bullshit story would fly. You bought it, you did. I hate your kid. I hate your kid. I hate your kid. He's violent and dumb, just like someone else I know, his father. Why would I bother with this weird genetic strain? What a pain in my brain. I hate your kid. Let's rock it." The single parent blues, this is the news all across the land. Let's join hands and kill that kid. Am I overreacting? Well, I ain't retracting. Look into my eyes. I despise that kid. Let's bring it home.